Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You've had a chance to at least absorb some of what is being released in this report. What are your initial impressions?
The initial impressions are that this is what I expected it to be, which is a very careful, very complex narrative and description of what a very extensive investigation uncovered. What it did not uncover, according to Mueller anyway, was something that was indictable, was something that was a clear-cut legal case of obstruction of justice or actual and active collusion, however you define that word, with the Russians during the 2016 campaign. What it did uncover, however, is a series of actions and activities that, in a political sense, raised questions about what the president was doing and what he was trying to influence by way of this campaign and by way of the investigation subsequently. So it was calling his White House counsel at home and ordering him to dismiss the special counsel. It was talking with numerous contacts from the campaign with the Russians that maybe not don't rise to the level of collusion, but certainly politically would be embarrassing at the very least if people had known about it at the time. It involved telling his attorney general, "You're supposed to protect me." So these are things that would cause concern if they had been revealed at the time. They may not be impeachable. They may not be indictable, but they are not complimentary.
You mentioned politics. We've got to view this through the prism of the 2020 election that's coming up. How do you think this plays?
Oh, I think both sides will use this Mueller report in the 2020 election to their own advantage. The president and his allies will say, as the attorney general has, that this investigation took place, but nothing was indictable and there was no proof of collusion. The Democrats will say, A, there needs to be more investigation. B, you need to read more deeply into it. And C, they'll be able to cherry pick things out that are unbecoming behavior of a president of the United States. It is a political liability for those who are already inclined to think that the president was irresponsible or worse, for a president to tell his attorney general, "You should protect me." That's not what a president should tell an attorney general, period. So those are things that will be played politically. Whether they will have an effect beyond where people already stand on this issue is very much an issue that remains to be seen and is a challenge to the partisans on both sides who will be trying to make their case.
For news consumers and, on the other hand, those who produce the news, the reporters and the journalists, how do we absorb this in a hot take world when you've got 400 plus pages?
This is a very hard thing to absorb in a soundbite world, in a Twitter world where everything is a short take on a big topic. This is complex. This covers behavior over a considerable period of time. And what I would counsel my colleagues and friends who are journalists, as well as the public, really, is to read into this in pieces, look for the evidence and what it states about a given situation. At the end of the day, this is really not fundamentally, and certainly not now, about a legal case. It's about a political case. Electing the president, voting again for a president, is about a voter's, a country's level of comfort with someone as a leader, as a political leader. And I think that where this report will be most influential and where it needs to be read most carefully and described to the audience most carefully is in episodic explanations or episodic explorations of individual events. There is a very detailed, very long report that covers a considerable period of time in many personalities. Journalists should take this report one story at a time and give the reading, viewing, listening public a coherent sense of what has happened within each area before leaping to the big sweeping headline. There is no big sweeping headline that covers this thing. Ultimately, reelecting a president, if we're talking 2020, is about political comfort with a political leader. And voters should have an opportunity through the journalism that they consume to see whether what's described here gives them comfort in their leader or not.
It sounds like, based on what you're describing, that the political landscape really is not going to be changed that much by what's happened here.
I don't know that the political landscape is going to be dramatically changed here. You know, that would have required a sweeping condemnation or an abject acquittal, neither of which have taken place. This report is 400 pages of shades of gray, and people are going to have to go through it accordingly. It gives ammunition to both sides, but the ammunition fundamentally reinforces battle lines that were already drawn.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.